Thank you very much, Imam Muhammad. It's an honor to follow him on the day of Friday khutbah and have the opportunity to talk with you. Thank you very much for coming and joining us. I've been a member of Islamic Society for many years, and I've had the pleasure and the privilege of knowing you. But today, we have a very special guest who's no stranger to the Islamic community in this state. He's been a friend, he's been a promoter, he's been a supporter, he's been a, more than anything else, a very instrumental figure in the betterment of the Muslim community in the state of Utah and in the country, if I not say, dare to say, in the world. It's my honor and privilege to introduce you Senator Orrin Hatch, which I hope that he accepts me as a friend. I've known him since 1984. My wife and I have known him and his beautiful wife, and his family as well. And he and I spoke, and at his request, I'm happy to ask you to visit with him and listen to his thoughts and some of the suggestions that he has. And also, he would have opportunity, give you an opportunity to ask you questions. This seems to be a little bit rushed in terms of his presence here and me coming here and introducing him. But again, I think this is a great privilege and opportunity for you to get to know him. As a matter of background, he's been a member of the United States Senate since 1982. And he's one of the most senior Republican, he's probably the most senior Republican senator in United States Congress, and second most senior in the United States Congress. And he's a member of very important and key committees and subcommittees, including judiciary, as a former chair, as well as the Finance Committee, Health and Education, and probably, I dare to say, one of the most influential senators and member of the Senate that in the United States serves. And his views are very important, well taken by Congress as well as the administration. And I think his presence here should indicate to you that he has a sincere interest in the well-being of this community, as well as the state, of course. And I think he is a bridge maker. He's a person that we can trust. I've trusted him for over 30 years, and I can tell you he's a person of much honor, and I'm delighted to be recognized as one of his, if I dare to say, one of his friends. So with that background, I would like to introduce you to Senator Hatch, and he will be commenting and making a small presentation, but then you are welcome to ask a few questions, pertinent questions. I hope it's not too long, because after that we have to do some khutbah and then the salah, of course. Senator Hatch, please.
Well, I'm very delighted to be with all of you. What a beautiful building. It's the first time I've come here, and I think it's been long overdue. And I'm grateful for Kazuo Sunyani. He's been a very close personal friend for all these years. We worked together on a variety of projects, and he's gotten wealthy, I've gotten old. But he's a very, very fine man, one of the best people in Utah. So I'm happy to be with you. I apologize for my voice. It's a little, I use it too much, I think that's a problem. But it's truly an honor for me to be here, and I'd like to thank my dear friend Kazuo Sunyani for inviting me and joining you today. I've had a long and deep admiration for my friends in the Islamic faith. Mormons and Muslims have more in common than most people realize. Although our doctrines may vary, our values are the same. We both believe in a life of humble submission to God. We believe in that. We both believe in prayer and fasting as means to draw us closer to deity. We both believe in rendering service and charity to our fellow men on the face of this earth. We both cherish family as the foundational unit of society. Central to practicing our core convictions is protecting religious freedom and safeguarding this precious liberty. And I'm the strongest proponent of religious freedom in the Congress today. Mormons and Muslims are again united, especially on religious liberty and religious freedom. For the founders, religious liberty was the preeminent freedom. They knew that to violate a man's right to worship was to violate his conscience. To avoid this abuse, they took special pains to ensure the protection of religious liberty by inserting the free exercise clause as the very first amendment to the Bill of Rights. And just as our founding fathers were vigilant in defending religious liberty, we need to be equally vigilant today, because there are some enemies in and out of Congress who are not as excited or as dedicated to religious liberty as they should be. Like many of you, I'm deeply troubled by recent attacks on religious freedom. Religious liberty is a universal human right that undergirds the very existence of our nation. And without this right, neither Christianity nor Islam would be able to flourish. As people of faith, we cannot afford to be passive observers to these attacks, nor can we sit idly by as others defame and denigrate this most fundamental of freedoms. I pray that the members of all faiths, be they Muslim, Mormon, Jewish or Catholic, or whatever, will join in solidarity to protect and defend religious liberty from its detractors. Religious individuals must be united in this cause so that we may all worship as freely as we want, according to the Dead Saints for our own conscience as well. I hope you will join me as we redouble our efforts to uphold religious freedom, not just here, but hopefully around the world. As a final thought, please allow me to share a particular verse of scripture that I enjoy very much. Growing up, I was taught by that quote, by your fruits ye shall know them, unquote. Time and again, I've seen the fruits of this law, and I know they are good. I see the fruits of Islam in your service to the poor, in your examples of faith, in your message of peace. And I see the fruits of Islam here in your mosque, in your families, and in your communities. I'm very grateful to be here with you. This is an honor for me. I feel badly that I haven't been here before now. And I'm going to hopefully come again from time to time if you allow me. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your religion. I'm grateful for your deep commitment to serving God. I'm grateful that we have you here in Utah. This is a great state with a multiplicity of religions, and we seem to get along pretty well most of the time. I'm grateful to be here today. It's a beautiful place. And I'm grateful that all of you are participants in this beautiful system. God bless you all, and thank you for allowing me to come in and say a few words. I'm very grateful to you. Thanks so much. God bless.